Western New York CJIG Country presents Section 5 Football. Tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edelrock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, they make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia, you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the Good Hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to Payroll Country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
And now, let's head to the booth with Jimmy Jam and John Carlson.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or a apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Looking to update your home? Family Furniture in Perry has great deals every day on furniture, mattresses, floor coverings, and home furnishings. Take a look at Family Furniture's newly renovated showroom. Shop 3 floors of high-quality merchandise. While you're there, stroll around the corner and shop 11 Covington hand-picked furniture and gifts. Check out Family Furniture's Facebook page, visit familyfurnitureperry.com, or stop in. Family Furniture, celebrating 75 years in Perry.
We're your one big happy family. Just for you.
Family Furniture, your one big happy family store on Main Street in downtown Perry.
How many commercials have you played so far?
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project.
Are numbers important? We think so. Excellence. So get a pen and write down this number, 343-4453. That's the only number you need to call to have your furnace and boiler tuned up or to order fuel oil or propane. Hundreds of people call that number every day because they trust that Reisdorf Oil and Propane will do everything in their power to exceed expectations. Quite simply, we are family-owned and operated. Locally, not Canada, or even Buffalo or Rochester, right here in Genesee and Wyoming counties.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Back at Pembroke High School, getting ready for LPW to take on Alexander. Pembroke, the captains go out on the field for both teams. And for Alexander Pembroke, you've got Jacob Johnson up there. You've got number 24, Sean Pietrzykowski. Number 2, Kingston Woods is there. And number 3, Brody Heckman as your captains. Across the way, good to see Caden Sumariski back in the uniform, John.
Yeah, Caden Sumariski along with Carter Pricer, Maddox Kelly, and Logan Schroeder.
And Alexander Pembroke will be in all green, green helmets, green jerseys, green pants, white stripe, white numerals. LPW in their white jerseys, black pants, black helmets. And we've got a sun that's going from our radio left to right here. It's late day sun, so that'll be down soon in a little bit. Cause a little glare across the field, but nothing, you know. This beats last week where it blasted us right in the faces at the GCC press box. But you know what? In some ways, doing an Alexander game, I sort of missed not being at the high school. The Alexander setup over at their field is they've got you set up in one of the classrooms, which is down by about the 30-yard line. It's nowhere near the middle of the field and stuff, and you're literally hanging out a classroom window to watch the action, but I kind of liked it, I have to admit. A lot of fun covering games there. And we've got the toss there. And we're getting ready to start. We're minutes away here. Why don't we take a 30-second timeout? We'll be back in 30 at Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York
to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Back at Pembroke High School, LPW is going to kick off. They'll go from your radio left to right. And deep for Alexander Pembroke. Pierce Dinkins is back there along with Brett Maloney back there, the running back. Waiting on the kick. Gaff will kick it away for LPW, and we'll get underway here. Week 2 of Section 5 football on CJ Country. Waiting for the official's whistle. There we go, and we're underway. And Gaff with a low trajectory kick. It's going to bounce and taken by Maloney up at the 20, 25, 30, middle of the field, and going to get brought down right around the neighborhood of the 30, 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the defenders.
Looks like Braden Schroeder in the amongst the tacklers for LPW.
Talk about immersive sound. Some games you can't hear anything with the crowd, and we're sitting literally in the stands now. This game should be in 5.1. So the where they did mark him is at the 24-yard line, so the defenders first and 10. Actually, 34, my bad. 34, first and 10 for the defenders here. And they're at the right hash mark. Going from right to left. And Heckman will be at quarterback. Brody Heckman, the senior. They've got two receivers out to the left, two men in the backfield. We're kind of on a low plane, so we'll make our numbers best we can. It looks like we're going to get a false start right off the bat, John, before they even get started.
Yeah, far side official at the line with the call.
So they'll lose five on the play there. That'll mark them back to about the 29-yard line. It'll be a second and 15. That was going to be a handoff to Reichert, it looked like, right off the bat. But they'll set up again. Hey, they run the ball. We'll see plenty of it, and these guys are experienced, and we'll see how much yardage they can get. Getting their running game going early in this ball game as they literally the first drive in this merged team's history, so to speak. Heckman under center. I formation. Receiver out to the right. And this time, head off to Reichert, trying to stretch it to the outside, to the left, and going to pick up some yardage. They're going to get about 2-3 yards back. Looks like it'll be a second down and about 12 or 13.
Yeah, Logan Schroeder that time did a nice job running him down, coming up with a tackle on the Warsaw, or LPW, right defensive side.
All right. And we have got, let's see, it's going to be it's going to be a second down and 13 is what they're officially marking the ball to the 31-yard line here in this first quarter. If you're just joining us, no score between LPW and Alexander Pembroke. And one lone man in the backfield, Kingston Woods. Actually, he's going to take the direct snap and roll to his right there. So sort of a wildcat formation off right side, finding room to run and got to get up to the 38-yard line there. So we're looking at about a third down and 6 or 7 for the defenders.
Yeah, Woods is a dynamic player, as you said. Led the Trojans last year in touchdowns, and we expect a big year out of him this year.
It's interesting how, when you've got guys that are returning from an 8-man program and how they adapt back to 11 and how that affected, but you know, a lot of wide open play in 8-man because there's so much open field, obviously. And he's going to take a direct snap again. This time he's going to go to his left side and try to get to the edge, and he will. And he's past the marker for a first down and going to get pulled out of bounds around the 47 of LPW. That'll be a first down for the defenders.
Yeah, Woods did a nice job going off to his left side, just kind of baited LPW and then just he had the wheels to get around the left side.
So Woods is going to come out. He's going to take a breather here and stuff like that. But you're seeing already that the offense doesn't have to start with Heckman, and maybe that's some of the tendencies and traits that came from 8-man that we're going to see brought into the 11-man game with them. They're going to spread a receiver out to the right, and that's Snyder. They've got I formation. Heckman's under center on a first and 10 now from the 47. Handoff there. Reichert off the right side. Breaks one tackle. Nice move. Still on his feet. And he's going to get past the marker for a first down. We're going to see where the ball spot is on that. But, nice run by Ryder Reichert there.
Yeah, right up the middle that time. You said broke a couple tackles. So looking very good for Alexander Pembroke on the first possession.
Inside, they're going to be marked down to 34-yard line here. 10:09 to go here in the quarter with no score. But the defenders on the move on LPW. They break from the huddle. Snyder out to the right side. They'll send a receiver to the left, and that's Caldwell. I formation. Heckman under center. Two backs in the backfield. And a handoff immediately up the middle there, and still on his feet and running there, and finally brought down. That's number 24 on the play, Pietrzykowski. And that's going to move the sticks again, John, and that's going to take it inside the 30.
Yeah, more broken tackles. LPW just not wrapping up well enough early enough.
It appears the defenders are setting blocks well on this and getting off to a great start. They're going to.
All right, your turn.
They are now at the. Let me see here. We're on, like I said, we're on a low trajectory field wise. I'm just trying to work out the yard markers for everybody here. For
looks like
better.
About to 20, maybe.
Thanks. Yeah, I was saying 30, and I was like way off there. All right, so it's the 20 yard line here. 9:15 to go. First and 10 now for the defenders. I formation. Little bunch, little tighter formation. Fake to Riker. Heckman's back to pass. Trying to find a man downfield. They're picked off by LPW at the 30. Up to the out of bounds at the 35 yard line. Interception by Braden Merritt. Great job there. And just like that, LPW with the ball. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Braden Merritt stopping the defender's drive with an interception. LPW has got the ball now, and it's first and 10 from the 35-yard line. And there it comes, LPW in their bunched-up formation that they run with three backs in the backfield. Kelly under center, and a flag coming in right at the beginning. Looks like it's going to be a false start. There was somebody moved there on the line.
Yep, and the defender's quick to point that out, and because I don't think the flag flew right away, but as soon as the defenders pointed it out, yellow was in the air.
So a loss of five on the play. It'll be a first and 15 from their own 30-yard line. With 9:02 to go here in quarter number one, there is no score. Great crowd on hand tonight. You couldn't ask for nicer weather, too, for high school football in September by any stretch. Kelly's under center. Three backs in the backfield. Simariski back there for the first time this season, and they're going to hand it off to him. And nothing doing. Snowed under by a ton of defenders. I don't know if he lost yardage on the play or not. We'll see where they mark him. I think they're going to give him the original line of scrimmage, I think.
Well, looks like they might have marked him back a little.
A little bit, okay. Yeah, you're right, about a yard, okay. This is where spotters and multiple camera angles come in handy. What we don't have, but we'll do the best we can here for you. Going to be a second down and 16 for LPW now from their 34-yard line. And LPW is still huddled up here. And now the sun retreating behind the trees. A little easier to see. Head in the direction we're going. LPW going from your radio left to right. And they got a man in motion. A flag once again. That's going to push them back another 5 yards on the play. Somebody moved early. That was Merritt. And I don't know if that was... He moved like he intended to go into motion.
Yeah, I don't really understand the call either.
Okay. I like the way you cut through all that. So loss of five on the play. Now second and 21. And that's going to mark the ball back now right around the 23-yard line, I think, 24. Kelly under center. Yeah, Gaff in the backfield. Simariski's back there and Merritt's back there. And handoff this time. Right up the middle to Gath, I believe that was on the carry there, and he's not gonna get much. He's gonna get maybe 2-3 yards on the play here, but we're looking at a third down and forever.
Yeah, tried the quick hitter that time, which has been successful in the past, and the defenders were up with that for sure.
So we got a third down and 20 officially with 7:32 to go, and one loud band, and they're across the way.
That is true, yeah.
They're there on the other side of the field, and they're making their presence felt. I'm kind of enjoying this, though. Like the press box is too small for us tonight, and I'm not upset about it. Third and 20. Kelly under center now here. And it's going to be, he's going to roll back the pass. The rush is on. It's sacked. Great play right there. Mason Snyder with the sack, and that's going to be a punting situation now for LPW. We'll see what the loss was on the play, but... looks like at least could be at least 10 on the play there on the loss.
Yeah, real rough start offensively for LPW with those two penalties and really no yardage gained at all.
It's going to be Brett Maloney now going to be standing back at his 45 to receive this punt, and a little shower as Pierce Dinkins waiting for to kick it away is going to be Justin Mann, I believe, to handle the kicking duties here. And we got sort of a shanked putt off to the right. Not very far. Takes a friendly roll up to the 40, 45, 46. And there you go. And Alexander Pembroke's going to set up in LPW territory. We'll be back in 30 at Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Edel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Edel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Edel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
And a first down carry back to action, and Heckman has to keep the ball. I don't know if that was a busted play or not, but he dove forward and maybe got a half yard to a yard on the play there, but it didn't. It looked like somebody might have missed on a handoff or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell if it was a missed handoff or just a read option type play. But anyway, either way, LPW had to defend it well.
And Snyder was in motion there, too. Like, you know, that jet sweep could be in the offing there. All right, so a gain of one on the play. Actually, they're going to give them two. It's a second and eight. The ball in LPW territory for Alexander Pembroke. No score here with 5:45 to go in quarter number one. Heckman's under center, I formation. And it's going to be a handoff off the right side there. And run by Kingston Woods. And Woods is going to pick up. He's going to be really close to a first down.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to have him marked just short.
So a gain of about seven on the play, looking like a third and one. Heckman going to the sidelines on every play here to get the next play. Alexander Pembroke all in green, going with the name Defenders this season and a mashed up logo of the two schools. I formation, sort of a jumbo package here as they've got everybody close to the line, including the receivers, under center. Hand off to Reichert off the left side, trying to find room to run. He's going to get the first down and more. He's going to churn and pick up another, probably about 4 or 5 yards on the play. First down, Defenders.
Yeah, Reichert's done a nice job running so far and breaking tackles. And that's the fourth first down for Alexander Pembroke.
Which puts him just inside the 30-yard line of LPW, marked at the 29 with 4:55 to go. First and 10. Alexander living and dying by the run that, you know, dance with who brung you. A ground offense, bringing back a lot of regulars to the offensive lineup. The backfield all returns from the previous year, from the shotgun this time for Heckman. And it's going to be a keeper by him off the left side, trying to cut up inside, and he will, and breaking one tackle, and going to get a nice gain on the play. Going to pick up probably 6 or 7 maybe on the play.
Yeah, they put Woods in motion that time, going from the offensive left to right. Heckman faked the handoff to him, and obviously you have to be very aware of Woods. So Heckman did a nice job just keeping the ball and going up the left side.
They are. It's looking like a. It's looking like a second down and two. Is what I think it is here. Ball sitting at the 21-yard line. They'll put Snyder on the end of the line. Reichert sort of in the H-back position here from the gun this time. Brett Maloney's going to take the snap. And he's going to roll to his right. He's got blockers. He's going to try to cut up inside there, but not much. The hole closes real quick. Probably enough for the first down, which is great and stuff like that, but a game of about two, I think.
Yeah, it looks like they are giving him the first down, as you said.
They'll move the sticks here with 3:36 to go. So the Defenders doing some nice things offensively here as Maloney will come out and Heckman will come back in. Not only run by committee, quarterback by committee here. Yeah. Kinda, really, the way they're doing this.
Yeah, that's the third different quarterback to take a snap.
They'll send Snyder out to the right side. Going to be an I formation this time. And in the backfield, it's going to be Pietrzakowski and Reichert. Heckman's under center. And he's going to keep it himself right off left tackle right away and met right away by the LPW line there. Maybe back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it looked like they might give him a yard, but a good play there for LPW. They could use a defensive stop here.
Second down and nine. And again, my apologies. We'll do the best we can for where we are marking on the field. But right now it looks about the 16-yard line. We're sort of sitting low and in the stands across the way here. Beautiful weather and a great crowd on hand tonight. Everybody having a good time enjoying the game here. Got a receiver out to the left, an I formation. Heckman under center calling signals. Reichert off the right side, going to cut it up. He's got a nice move up to the second level, and he's going to be brought down. And he's going to be brought down right by the one-yard line. He almost got it in on that play there. So first and goal.
Yeah, Reichert off the right side. Looked like he might go wide and just cut it upfield. As you said, set up first down and goal.
I'm wondering if, you know, and I'm thinking out loud, I don't pretend to know everything about the game, but it seems like there's more maybe
program cutbacks with the runs, not just running it, you know, linear and just taking it outside
right,
and turn
right.
the corner. Seems like more of that, and it works at this level because of the speed and the ability of the players. I formation here, first in goal. And it's a handoff to Reichert. He's going to hit the line. There is enough to get into the end zone. Wait for the answer. Signal. It's a touchdown. Alexander Pembroke, they go up 6-0 with a conversion to come, and 2:03 left here in the first.
Yeah, Ryder Reichert that time finishing off the drive, and the defender's looking tough so far.
All righty, here we go. Waiting for the conversion try this time. Trying to get a jersey number here to see what we can... I think that's number 28?
Yeah, Austin Humphrey.
Austin Humphrey's going to handle the kicking duties here. Waiting on the snap. Heckman will hold. Spot set. Kick on the way. It's up. And it's good. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joins CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Back at Pembroke High School, Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call for CJ Country. 7-0, Alexander Pembroke over LPW as the defenders get set to kick off from here, radio right to left. 2:03 to go here in quarter number one, and a great crowd on hand, sitting right in the middle of it. And but a comfortable night to be in the stands. It's actually not going to be horribly cold either by the time we get to the final quarter of this ball game. And get ready for kickoff. Here is Humphrey. And it's a good kick, good distance, low trajectory. Field it up around the 15 to the 20, 25, 30. And I think that, was that Sumariski on the carry there, John? They up to the 30?
I believe so.
All right, Sumariski there on the carry, and that's going to be first and 10 for LPW. That's where they'll set up shop. And we'll see if they get something going offensively. Obviously, Alexander Pembroke definitely a little more dynamic. LPW's strength, though, offensively is their ability. They run fakes so well. A lot of misdirection. A lot of time you and I are calling the wrong number. Just is, you know what I mean? Just because they're so good at it. They do so much with such a small formation. Three running backs in the back. The quarterback under center. It's very much a tight, tight formation. First and 10 now. LPW. And they got the ball officially marked at the...
Why'd you guys forget the football?
Looks like maybe 32.
32-yard line. Kelly's calling signals. And it's a handoff there. Sumariski trying to get to the outside, and he's going to get met right away. And drop right there. Maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a loss of one on the play. It'll be a third down and 11, it looks like. Actually, they got a mark back even more so. Looks like three on the play. A loss of three on the play. Second down and 13. So Caden trying to get himself going here. His first game of the year. He was in street clothes last week.
Yeah, it's been a tough start for LPW so far. Defenders are very stout on both sides of the line.
So a second down at 13 here as the clock moves. Minute 20 to go here in the in quarter number one as Kelly's under center. Three backs in the backfield. You know the routine with LPW. Looks like a possible blitz situation. Back to pass. Trying for a pass out of the flat to Merritt. It's complete. But a gain of maybe about 2 yards, and that's it. It's going to be a third down and maybe 11, it looks like.
Yeah, Merritt flared out to the right side, and Kelly hit him, but Kingston Woods was all over that, coming up with a tackle.
They've got some guys that are really good after the catch, so they just got to get some separation out there. They can make some things happen with the passing offense. Under a minute to go here. They'll probably get one more playoff here before the end of the quarter, it looks like. And now we got an official whistle here. 34 seconds left. Clock stops. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Well, you're listening to WCJW Warsaw. Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call here. 34 seconds left in quarter number one after a timeout here. I believe that might have been was that an LPW timeout?
Yes, they have a signal that way. Third and 12. Just no offense so far for LPW trying to dial one up here. I think they'd get their first down, probably, you know, get the ball rolling a little bit, but it's been a struggle so far.
Might see them try pass one more time. Like I said, when they do get separation, they can make some things happen with it. We got a third and 12 going. Kelly under center. Clock will start when he takes a snap. They'll send Merritt in motion to the right. Back to pass, looking for Merritt downfield. Nope, it's a handoff to Sumariski on a reverse. Room to run, and he's going to get past the six or first down up to midfield. And he's still on his feet into defender territory. And Caden Sumariski doing Sumariski things down to the 40 of Alexander Pembroke. And, John, we saw this how many times last year, the whirling dervish that kid is.
Yeah, it almost looked to me maybe like the old Statue of Liberty play. It really did look like a pass, and then all of a sudden Sumariski right up the middle.
Now 20 seconds left. The clock stopped with the first down, but now under 15 seconds to go. I doubt they'll get a playoff here before the end of the first quarter here. But a nice gain that puts them at Alexander Pembroke's 41-yard line. And they will not get this playoff. So quarter number one is in the books. It's 7-0 Alexander Pembroke over LPW. We'll take a 60-second timeout. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Back at Pembroke High School, Section 5 football on CJ Country. Quarter number two, get ready to start here. 7-0 Alexander Pembroke over LPW. LPW on a nice run by Sumariski puts them into defender territory for the first time in this ballgame. So we'll see what they can do, see if they can build on it. A first and 10 officially marked at the, they've got officially marked at the 41. And we'll see what Kelly and company can dial up on offense. They got Gaff in the backfield, Merritt and Sumariski. And it's a handoff right up the middle there and going to be a gain, maybe a yard, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was Gaff that time. And really, aside from the Sumariski play, LPW has not allowed anything on offense.
So we'll call it second and sort of a longer nine here. There's LPW waiting for them to break huddle. Now we're not dealing with the sun anymore. The lights are taking hold here at Pembroke High School. And Kelly under center. Waiting on the snap and a handoff, a fake, and he was going to try to keep it himself, but he's going to get snowed under back at the 48-yard line there by a host of Alexander Pembroke defenders.
Yeah, Alexander Pembroke was all over that. I think it was number 55, White Summers, leading the way for Alexander Pembroke.
That'll push him back to the 47-yard line, so now we're looking at a third down and 15. So I wonder if they'll go to the passing game again, or maybe we'll see some more trickery there. John, like you called, it was literally a Statue of Liberty play. They got Sumariski around end and got him going, which I think he needed to get his engines going, so to speak. We'll see what they dial up here. Kelly's under center. And if there's going to be a handoff this time. No, but keeper this time. And nothing doing. Going to get inside the 45 to the 43. But this is probably looking more like a punting situation for LPW here on a fourth down and about 12.
Yeah, Kelly called his own number that time and broke through initially, but the defenders closed down quickly.
All right, on kicking duties is Justin Mann is going to punt this away from his own 45. They'll send two men deep for the defenders, and it's going to be Pierce Dinkins back there along with, I believe, Brett Maloney across the way. And Mann with the kick, a little better kick this time. Good hang time, and taking a bounce. And waiting for it to be down, and LPW will down it, and we'll get the yard position for you in a moment. We'll be back in 30 seconds at Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
And we're back, and we're back to action. A handoff off the right side and room down the sideline on a run there. And Alexander is going to take it to the house unless he falls down. Kingston Woods going to the house for a touchdown, and that's going to make it 13-7. It was sort of an end-around play there, John. And once he got to the edge, he turned on the afterburners.
Yeah, Kingston Woods, we've talked about what a dynamic player he was. And as you said, once he got around the corner, there was one player to beat. Woods had the speed to get by him, and it is Alexander Pembroke with an impressive early start.
So there you go. I want to say it was an 84-yard run.
Yes, yes.
84 yards for the touchdown there. And the conversion try to come now. It's going to be Humphrey attempting this to try to make it 14-0 with 9:37 to go here in the second quarter. Way down snap. Kind of a high snap, and now they're going to have to improvise. Rolling to his right. Looking for a man in the end zone. It's going to be caught for a two-point conversion there, so they improvise well. Mason Snyder on the reception. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
Austin Humphrey will kick off for Alexander Pembroke, up 15-0 with 9:37 to go here in the second quarter. Sumariski is deep. He'll field it at the 16, up to the 20, 25, 30, 35. On his feet still and pushing, and he churns his legs and does not give up. It's going to be a first and 10 for LPW at the 38. Nice return for him.
Yeah, I think it's an important possession for LPW. They just have one first down so far, and that kind of on a trick play. Alexander Pembroke has dominated the line so far.
And you know, keep in mind, the defenders, one turnover came on an interception. I mean, the way they're running the ball, do you have to go back to the pass, really? I mean, their coach himself was saying that, Coach Sawyer, said it's going to look like Trojan football. We run the ball, and it is right now. So first and 10 for the 38 for LPW. And in the backfield, Sumariski's back there along with Gath and Merrick. Kelly under center calling signals. And a handoff this time. Oh, and it dumped in the backfield. Sumariski never gets going. He gets upended back at the 31-yard line. So they're going to lose. Looks like they're going to lose about 7 yards on the play.
Yeah, I think it was Summers again. Maybe a little help from Brody Heckman.
So we'll see what they officially mark it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, about 7 looks like it's going to be a second. I know, I'm counting in my head. I have to. I'm a DJ. I'm counting out loud. Fingers and toes, all of it. 2nd and 16. LPW approaching the line. Trying to get something going for themselves offensively. One long run from Sumariski to show for it right now. That's been the bright spot. Hand off to Sumariski again. He's going to get dumped. He's had tough sledding tonight. Going to get back to maybe the original line of scrimmage, but now it's a 3rd down and 16.
Yeah, I feel like a broken record. Alexander Pembroke just dominating on the defensive line, and nothing going so far for LPW. I have to come up with a play. You know, it would be nice, and you mentioned the pass play. See if they get something going through the air, but they have to give some time for Kelly to throw.
I haven't had a chance to really stare at the dimensions of the players and stuff. I know Alexander's returned 4 offensive linemen. That's got to mean some two-way guys are returning that have experience on the defensive line. They seem to be a little bigger than LPW as well, too, across the line.
Yeah. Yep, Pembroke's, I mean, they were a legit C school when they were, by themselves playing full 11-man.
So a 3rd down now and 17 from the 31-yard line. It's going to be a fake to handoff there. Kelly with a pass out in the flat. It's going to be incomplete. Attended for number 33, Mason Sunt. So 4th down, they'll have to kick this away with 7:51 to go.
Yeah, Sunt went out toward the offensive left sideline and just never really had the separation, so it was tough for Kelly to try to fit that in.
So LPW will kick this away, go from your radio right to left, and my screen here, Justin Mann kicking it away. Deep is going to be Dinkins, and I believe Maloney is back there again. We'll get number when he turns around, because this is going to come to him. Nope, it is going to be Dinkins on this side. We're at the 40 to the 45 to the 50. Nice move. And he's going to break it down to around the 41-yard line of LPW. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know. Now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road, and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
All right, back late to action there. A 1st down carry, and a flag came out at the end of the play there, Johnny. Think it might be a hold of some kind. I haven't seen the official signal. It is going to be on Alexander Pembroke. I didn't see, but the officials are facing the other way.
Yeah, I think it was. I wouldn't be surprised. We do have a hold.
Yep, they are facing toward our bench. Yep, we got a holding penalty. That'll push them back 10. So they had a drive start of the 40 of LPW. Now they'll be back at midfield with a 1st and 20. 15 to nothing. Alexander Pembroke in the lead over LPW. 7:31 to go before halftime. And the defenders in their first game showing some offensive muscle. They'll send Snyder out to the left side. Heckman's under center. I formation. And it's going to be a handoff off the right side there. Past the 1st down marker and down to about the 30-yard line. Well, very close to the 1st down marker there at the 30-yard line. But that was, do I have that number? I don't think I have that number.
Petrowski. 24,
Petrowski?
Yes.
24. Okay, I was seeing 44 in my brain. All right, fair enough. So, yeah, Sean Petrowski, nice carry by him. They're going to actually give him 18 yards on the play. It's going to be a 2nd down and 2. We're going to mark him right at the ball being the 32-yard line. Clock moving, 6:56 to go. And chunk plays are the theme for the defenders right now. As they send Snyder to one side, they're going to send Caldwell out to the left. I formation, Heckman under center. Hand off the right side there. Trying to turn the corner. Riker, room to run past the 1st down marker easily and still on his feet, turning his legs down to the 21-yard line. 1st down for the defenders.
Yeah, the defenders are just moving the ball at will, yeah. And a lot of broken tackles tonight. Kind of reminds me of a certain game we saw on Sunday night. But
are you trying to say the all pad practice is coming on a Wednesday? Exactly. And you really got to know the Bills to know that reference, but that's fine. It's 1st and 10 for the 21. And okay, so we've got Caldwell out to the left. Snyder to the right. I formation. Heckman hands off to Reichert. Right up the middle. Breaks one tackle. Great job on his feet, keeping his feet moving. And he's going to take it inside the 15 to about the 14 or 13-yard line.
Yeah, Reichert, another strong carry up the middle.
Right.
Looks like maybe second and two.
Second and two. Yep, gain of eight on the play. Senior Brody Heckman coming to the line here. This time they'll send Caldwell and Snyder to the right. I formation. And a handoff here off the left side. Twisting and turning, getting down to about the 10-yard line. But enough for the first down. It's going to move the sticks. It'll be a first and goal depending on the spot.
Yeah, it was Woods off the left tackle that time.
No, Markham just outside of it.
Yeah, they're going to say... It looks like they're going to say him just short.
Okay, third and about a half a yard then. They'll make a substitution coming out of the thing. Michael Rocher's coming out, and we got Petrikowski coming back in. On a third and a foot. LPW trying to stop the bleeding defensively here. High formation. It's Petrikowski. It's Woods in the backfield. Hand off to Woods. And Merritt reads the play right away and drops him. It's going to be four. It's four down territory there, but a nice job on the play there. A loss, it looks like, of about 4 yards.
Yeah, outstanding play by Braden Merritt that time. Probably the best defensive play other than his interception
right.
of the night for LPW. They could really use a stop here. They're down two scores. They get a stop. They get the ball back. They do get the second half kickoff. So there's, you know, if they can make a stop here, they're right in the game.
In some ways, based on what we've seen so far in the last game, Merritt might be their best defender right now so far this season.
Yeah.
So fourth down and four now. And they're going to get a receiver out to the right. Snyder spread way out. I formation. Petrikowski, and Heckman's going to roll to his right. The rush is on. Trying to find a man downfield. He's going to throw it toward the end zone. Look for a man. It's going to be out of the hands of Snyder. And a flag comes out late. And I'm wondering, it came out right after the ball got dropped. So I wonder if we might get a... And it came from the side judge way over here. They're calling it on LPW. So do you think it was targeted? Was it because the hit was up by the head? Because they sort of met at the same time. It's sort of a bang-bang play in the end zone.
Right, right. That would seem a little rough of a call, but I...
And Snyder had his hands on it, and then it's sort of like he lost the handle on it.
Well, you know what? Looks like they might... Oh, illegal man downfield.
Oh, okay. So the penalty's declined, so they're going to give it up on downs. All right, so LPW dodges a bullet there. Yeah, so one of the linemen there went too far downfield, and that's going to happen, especially early in the season when you're trying to get your timing down and knowing where you're supposed to be on plays.
Right, and a roll out to the right.
Sure.
And,
it can become a running play at that point, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. No, really, it happens.
Sure. It is what it is, but LPW, crisis averted, but now they've got to get something going offensively. First and 10 for their 14. 3:59 to go before halftime. They're down 15-0. Kelly at her center. Three backs in the backfield. He's going to roll to his right. And Snyder behind him blindsides him, and he's going to get him in the grasp and get him down, and a loss on the play. Substantial loss. We'll see where they mark him. They're going to mark. That's a loss of at least, it looks like 8 yards on the play. And Snyder's kind of had his way blitzing off the edge.
Yeah, LPW is just, their offensive line is just not doing the job so far. You know, they'll just need to talk it over. Both sides of the line, Alexander Pembroke has been dominating so far for the most part.
It's not so much blocking, but it's like they're not accounting for him is what it is, really.
Yeah.
He's coming in unabated. So, yeah, second and 18. I was right for once there. 8 yard loss on the play. Second and 18. The ball spotted right at the... They're going to mark him, I think, right at the 7. Sorry about a funky angle. Doing the best we can with the ball spot for you if we can. It's a handoff right away and nothing doing. Right away dropped there. Might have even lost a half yard on the play there. I don't know if they gave it to Gath right up there. Yeah, it was Gath. And, they sniffed it right out, the defenders.
Yeah, I think we might get a timeout from Alexander Pembroke.
Why don't we step away for 60? This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck.
Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Back at Pembroke High School, 3rd and 19 for LPW, down 15 to nothing to Alexander Pembroke. Kelly under center, what do you dial up here? Rolling out to his right, a pass and a completion up to about the, going to be about the 17-yard line, a reception on the play by number 19, Carter Pricer.
And I think we're going to get another timeout probably from Alexander Pembroke.
All right, Alexander Pembroke there looking to save as much time as possible, not let LPW milk it. We'll come back in 30. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Got to thank BK back in the studio doing a great job handling the broadcast. His first time running the ship and no complaints, so we're all good. We're in Pembroke right now, 15-0. Alexander Pembroke up on LPW. LPW is going to punt this away with 2:54 to go. Oh, sort of a bobble snap, but it does manage to get it off. Good kick. Back to the 50. Bobble there, picked up, and running to his right now, Maloney to the 40, to the 35, 30, cuts inside, trying to get down the sideline there, brought down inside the 10-yard line there. Going to be first and goal for the defenders. Beautiful return by Brett Maloney right there.
Yeah, and it was Justin Mann that time with the touchdown-saving tackle for LPW. But Alexander Pembroke back in prime territory here.
It didn't start off hopeful because he bobbled it initially, and then he had to traverse the field. He went from left hash to right hash and then cut inside and then took it to the sideline. And now they are just inside the 10, first and goal from the 9. And the defenders looking to try to add to their lead as they'll send Sider out to the left side. Caldwell's with them in I formation. Heckman under center. It's going to be Pietrzykowski and Reichert in the backfield waiting on the snap. Hand off to Riker, trying to find room to run. It's shaken off a tackle and not going to quite do it there. He had Mason's son hanging on his back. They're going to pick up, see what they officially mark it. They're going to get a gain of maybe about one or two on the play.
Yeah.
The soccer lines are screwed.
No, I think you're right. It looks like maybe a couple yards.
Yeah, second and goal now from about the, looks like from about the 7 or 8 yard line. Pietrzykowski and Woods in the backfield. Woods, you know, he sniffs that goal line for sure. And then they're going to pitch it out to him. Going to try to stretch it left. He cuts it inside. Trying to get to the pylon. A flag comes out at the end. And he's in for a touchdown. But hold on. This could be coming back. It might be a hold there.
Yeah, side judge threw the flag. He's coming right in now. I think you're probably right.
Right. 1:56 to go here. But this is coming back, it looks like. Yep, we got a hold on the defenders.
That's on the defenders. We're going to have to try that one again. A little farther away.
So they'll take it back 10 yards. So it's going to be a very long second and goal. But they've got a wide open offense. There's so many things they can do. And chunk plays have really been their deal tonight. You know what I mean? 5-6 yard plays, those are for the Pikers, man. They've been 20 yards, 30
yeah,
yards.
Yeah, they look very dynamic on offense. A lot of weapons to choose from. And as you said, a lot of experienced players coming back. They look like they've played 3 or 4 games already. They look very much in sync.
Yep, ball at the 17-yard line now on a second and goal. As they're going to send... They got the quarterback in the gun this time there, and that's going to be a keeper.
And it's Heichman carrying it, trying to get to the end zone. He'll get in. Touchdown there. A little tumble at the end, Doug Flutie style there for a touchdown. And that'll take it to 21-0 with a conversion to come there. He did the old Flutie tumble a la Bills Jets in 98 to the end zone there. Good run by him.
Yeah, faked the handoff to Woods. Woods was in motion going right to left, and Heichman just took it right up the middle, and really not a lot of tackling opportunities for LPW.
So here we go with the conversion try now by Humphrey, waiting on the snap. Kick is up. It's good. It is 22-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Jimmy Jam and John Carlson out of Pembroke High School for CJ Country is 22-0 Alexander Pembroke over LPW here. And Alexander, for their first game, not looking like it's their first game and trying to get the bugs out. They look like a well-oiled machine right now. John and I were sort of wondering if they had a scrimmage last week against another opponent. It's not part of their schedule to get going because they're ready. They look ready. A low squib. We're going to be taking to the 32-yard line. Picked up and brought up to the 36-yard line there on the carry by number 12, Aiden Shelley. And that's where LPW sets up shop first and 10.
Well, 1:43 left in the half. It'd be ideal for LPW just to get a little offense, just for their confidence, amongst other things. So they do get the second half kickoff. They could somehow get some points here. They could get back into the game.
You wonder how much they'll try to open it up. I'm not necessarily seeing, and it may be a product that their pass rush is so good, the defenders. I'm not seeing a lot of the counters and things, but maybe I'm not seeing them set up in time, the fakes and all the things they do so well. I mean, if they can't get that going, then it may be a matter of going to the pass more often. I don't know. We'll see what happens here. Right off first and 10 from the 37. Kelly's under center, and he's going to hand it off to Gath up the middle. Nope, it's going to be a pitcher out of Sumariski, actually. Great fake there, but they lost a bunch of yardage on the play. They're going to mark him back. A loss of 8 yards on the play, it looks like. Second down and 18.
Yeah, this time they faked the handoff up the middle and then pitched to Sumariski, and he just said Alexander Pembroke all over it. The defenders swarming that one, and you kind of wonder if I think Alexander Pembroke just has one timeout left. Maybe LPW might just take their time here and try to get to the half without another score against them.
And regroup and get them all centered again and going. Yeah, 106 to go. Down 22-0 on a second and 18 from their own 28-yard line. Kelly waits on the snap. And he's going to fake to Merritt. He's going back to pass, and he's going to get dropped back at the 15-yard line there. Sack on the play by Kingston Woods and company. 48 seconds to go.
Yeah, Woods was all over him. And this tough sledding so far for LPW.
So they've lost. Now the ball is at the 16-yard line. So we're looking at... It's 25. It's third and 25 here. And there's a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Pembroke High School for CJ Country, Jimmy Jam and John Carlson, 22-0. It is Alexander Pembroke all over LPW here. And LPW now with a third down and 25. It's been really tough. The pass rush from the defenders has been relentless. And we got a handoff there to Merritt with a nice run. He loses the ball, though. The ball's going to pop out. And the defenders say they have it with 43 seconds to go. And that's the last thing you want to happen right there. I know I'm stating the obvious, but the way things have been going, that's rough.
Yeah, I think LPW is just looking to run one play. Alexander Pembroke was out of timeouts, run a play and, you know, bleed it down so there would be next to no time left. But instead, Alexander Pembroke set up again.
And not for nothing, no quit in Braden Merritt. He was trying to make something happen. You're looking for signs and opportunities, but the ball got stripped away from him. So first and 10 now for the defenders, 43 seconds to go. And the ball at the LPW 22. I'm not sure what they have for timeouts, if they have anything left, if they got one to burn or not. I'm thinking it's one to burn. From the gun, waiting on the snap. Back to pass, rolling to his right. Heckman, trying to find a man downfield. Picked off! Picked off by Merritt! He's going to go down the sideline there! Cuts back upfield, and he's going to get met in midfield there. So crisis averted there. Merritt with his second interception of the game. Taking it up to the 49-yard line with 32 seconds left. Not sure what LPW could do. They could have benefited from taking it back, but nice job by Merritt to redeem himself.
Well, I think you're talking about Merritt being their defensive player, best defensive player so far, and there's no doubt tonight. I mean, two big interceptions. Otherwise, it could be the game could be out of hand. So we'll see. 32 seconds left. I think LPW does have a couple timeouts, but they've also, it's been tough sledding. So we'll see what they try here.
From a field position standpoint, I feel better about a pass if they wanted to try something. But, I mean, you know, time is short. You probably got a couple plays at best, especially if you're going to run. From their bunched-up formation at the 48, clock moving now, and Gath is going to take it, and no gain. No gain on the play there. He just hasn't been able to get anything going on a running standpoint. 25 seconds left, and I doubt they'll get going again. We might have an injury. We have a player down there for LPW.
I think they did, actually.
Is it Gath across the way there?
Well, they took a timeout. They signaled timeout at LPW anyway, so I think the player down might just be coincidental. So I'm not sure if they'll actually, how the rules work, you know, under the last couple minutes, if they necessarily.
Yeah, if they're going to let the clock run?
That, or if they'll, you know, I'm not sure if they'll be charged a timeout as opposed to an injury timeout. Because I think they had signaled timeout, but it might not matter anyway.
We couldn't make out a player number across the way. Gath is up. He's across the way, but so someone else from LPW is down.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of their linemen is my guess. But
why don't we step away? We'll take a he's sitting up. Why don't we just, you know, maybe he's not. Okay. Why don't we step away for 60? We'll come back. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Looking to update your home? Family Furniture in Perry has great deals every day on furniture, mattresses, floor coverings, and home furnishings. Take a look at Family Furniture's newly renovated showroom. Shop three floors of high-quality merchandise. While you're there, stroll around the corner and shop 11 Covington hand-picked furniture and gifts. Check out Family Furniture's Facebook page, visit familyfurnitureperry.com, or stop in. Family Furniture, celebrating 75 years in Perry.
We're your one big happy family. Just for you.
Family Furniture, your one big happy family store on Main Street in downtown Perry.
Back at Pembroke High School, Colton Dahl was the injured player for LPW, getting up under his own power. Back to the sidelines, always a welcome sight. It's second down and 10 from the 48 with 23 seconds to go for LPW. They're just going to go and they're going to take a knee here and take it to the half is what it looks like. And, yep, they will down it. So that's going to be the way we're going to get to halftime. Well, welcome, newly minted Alexander Pembroke, 22-0 over LPW here as we approach halftime. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, and then we'll recap the scoring, talk about some observations here. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team.
The independent professionals at Hartz Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hartz Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Here he goes again, bragging about how great the Reisdorfs are and how wonderful the drivers and the people in the office are, and even how talented the technicians are. Well, if customers would stop calling and writing to us and telling us what a great job we do, then maybe I would stop bragging. But then you add competitive pricing to all the above, and you have two things. Happy customers and the proud people of Reisdorf Oil and Propane. Call us today at 343-4453 and tell them Tony sent you.
Back at Pembroke High School. Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call for CJ Country. The cheerleaders doing their thing. We're at halftime. And they got the peewee players, the little guys out on the field here. Scrimmaging here and a lot of announcing going on. We'll try to fight through it for you, but it's 22-0 Alexander Pembroke over LPW. It's been kind of a beatdown to this point, other than a couple great interceptions by Braden Merritt to tilt the field. But what do you got so far scoring summary-wise, John?
So back in the first quarter, it was an 8-play, 54-yard drive, 4 minutes, 14 seconds, and it was Reichardt's with the touchdown run, an 18-yard touchdown run, conversion good, that made it 7-0. Then in the second quarter, 84-yard dynamic run by Kingston Woods right around the right side. Only play of the drive, that's all they needed. And the two-point conversion to Snyder caught to make it 15-0. And then it was Brady Hackman with a 17-yard touchdown run with 1:50 left in the first half to make the score 22-0 after the conversion. So first downs, I have, by my count, I have 9-1. You just had that one to Sumerinsky on the Statue of Liberty play, and that's been it. It's been all Alexander Pembroke so far.
It's, it's real. You know, you talked about the fact that Pembroke's a C school, right? Pembroke's a C school as far as body count, and Alexander's a D. Get together, and they've got two successful programs getting together to form a team. And like we said at the top of the broadcast, on paper, you would think, okay, they're going to be a problem. Well, that's exactly what it's been so far. They are moving well, and it's amazing for first game how not rickety they look. Now the timing's not off. Everything about their execution is excellent.
Yeah, they do look like a well-oiled machine. I think the first time they had the ball, they had one penalty. First play of the game was a penalty, but other than that, they've just looked excellent. They're dynamic. They have a whole bunch of outstanding skill position players. So they look like a handful.
And let's say you can't stress it enough. Four guys returning to your offensive line is going to help you as well too. I mean, it's helped in a big way for them. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows the timing. Everybody understands what the assignment is. And to be honest with you, without Braden Merritt's two interceptions, he stopped two potential scoring drives, not just drives, two scoring drives.
Yeah. He was outstanding with those defensive, really nice move on the ball both times to come up with the interceptions. And they're going to need some outstanding plays on both sides of the ball to try to get back into it. You mentioned Alexander Pembroke, and the success they've had as individual schools, Alexander's been a perennial, you know, they've been right there. They've won a number of sectional championships over the last 10, 12 years. Pembroke has been the eight-man sectional champion before. So these kids know how to win, and they got a lot of players coming back. They're a tough squad.
We are going to take a three-minute timeout. We'll come back, and we'll talk about Sunday, the Bills and the Jets. The Bills are going to try to get to 2-0, or if they lose, they could potentially end up in third place. That's kind of how's that for an early swing in the season, but that it is what it is. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Back at Pembroke High School for CJ Country, Section 5 football, 22-0. Alexander Pembroke over LPW. As they move through halftime, and the little guys are out there playing the small fries out in the field. Looks like halftime at Highmark, kind of, so on some weeks, depending, for halftime entertainment. But it's really cute to watch the little ones do their thing. Speaking of Highmark, speaking of the Bills go on the road. 1 p.m. start on a Sunday. Wait a minute. What's that? 1 p.m. on a Sunday? What is that about? It's at the Meadowlands, taking on the New York Jets, who lost their opener to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's an interesting matchup because, and John Worrell alluded to this morning on the morning show, and I've heard a couple of other people do it. Offensively, in some ways, it's sort of a baby version of the Baltimore Ravens. You got Fields at quarterback with some mobility. You've got Breece Hall, who can run the ball. And they got one good receiver. The rest of their wide receiver room, not so much. But that can be problematic. And also, too, there's been times where the Bills have had their offensive headaches against the Jets. They've got a great front four defensively with Quinnen Williams, too.
Yeah, I believe I heard the stat that Josh Allen at the Jets has more turnovers since 2020 than anybody else, because he's struggled there. There's no doubt about it.
And if I remember right, that was where he also suffered one of his injuries he had to his arm there, too, in one of those games that he fought through the season with. So it's going to be an interesting ball game. I think you know what the funny part is? Buffalo puts up 41, and it doesn't feel like they've done all they can do with that offense. Really, it feels like there's another gear there somewhere, which is crazy to me.
Well, yeah, because their second two possessions were kind of wasted. They went right down the field the first time, then the second time. Yeah, I think a lot of fans, and it's obvious, you know. It's easy for fans to be, second-guessing the offensive coordinator like that never happens. But, their second two possessions were a little, they just lacked imagination. It felt like on their play calling. But at the same time, it's hard to be critical when they score 41 points on offense. So
sure.
I just think it'll be a good test against the Jets.
The one thing we've noticed about the Bills, at least in the past couple seasons, is they do adjust well defensively. The only exception being the Rams and Lions game back-to-back where they give up so many points. But usually in game, they make good choices. And in the fourth quarter of the Ravens game, they stopped them on three consecutive drives to get back in that ball game, and they hadn't done it all game. So that makes me hopeful that against a team that might be a little lesser in the offensive scale there, Buffalo might come out blazing. Because I feel like defensively they'll have something to prove, even without Ed Oliver, who is out for the ball game.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. I think you could go back to you mentioned the Rams and Lions last year, and those are two very good offenses. And I think Buffalo's secondary was really beat up during that time. So I do think they'll come back stronger. You know, McDermott takes a lot of pride in Bobby Babich in their defense, and like you said, the adjustments. So I'm sure they will be working on those adjustments, or had worked on them this week.
Trying to think if there's anything else that we was talking to John about this morning about it. It's a matter of, I think if the Bills get on top and stay on top right away and force the Jets to get into a track meet, that's where I think Buffalo can get enough separation. I said this morning they were 10 points better. I picked them to win 30-20. John had them 33-24, so he had them by 9. I'm trying to remember what Eric had him at, but he picked the Bills to win 2. Chad GPT, Sol picked the Bills to win 27-24 with Josh Allen pulling it out late. Chad GPT said tighter game than we imagined. So what do you think?
Well, actually, I was going to pick 27-23 Bills. I do think it's going to be a tight game. Hopefully, I'm wrong. Hopefully, it's a more comfortable game.
Do you think it's because of the unknown of whether they can fix the run defense?
Well, I think some of it is the defense. You know, the Jets, I just think part of it, for me, it's just the struggles that they've had in New York the last few years, both offensively and at times defensively. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a comfortable win, at least 10-point win. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's tighter than we would like.
All right, scoreboard clock says here we got 3 minutes here. The Peewees are still out in the field, and the officials can tack on another 3 minutes if they want to. We're going to step away for 3 minutes. We'll come back and see where we are and see if they're ready to start the second half, because Alexander Pembroke's already stretching. LPW is out and ready to go across the way. As we're getting ready for second half action, it's the Defenders 22, LPW nothing. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
The Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joined CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having
orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this
year. Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the firing operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
And we are back at Pembroke High School on CJ Country. It's John Carlson. It's Jimmy Jam here with you. 22-0, Alexander Pembroke over LPW. And, I mean, if this is any indication, I mean, there's a lot of football left and teams are still finding their identity and stuff. But I gotta say right now, just on what I'm seeing versus what we know of LPW and what they've been and the players they've returned, Alexander Pembroke's for real. Like, they could be the team that wins this whole thing, I think, in this class. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, no, they do look very good offensively and defensively. And we're not used to seeing LPW beaten by you know, three scores in the first half. They're, you know, the games they've won or lost over the last 2 years, they've been really competitive. And we'll see what they can come up with at halftime and, you know, try to at least get some more offensive movement and get some momentum going and try to make a game of it. But, yeah, so far the defenders looked they looked the part.
Maddox Ragatuso and Caden Zubriskie are deep for LPW to receive this kick. Going from your radio right to left, LPW black helmets, black pants, white jerseys, and Alexander Pembroke all in green with white numerals. As they approach the ball to kick off here, it's a low squibber. Going to get taken on the bounce there at the 30 or 25-yard line up to the 30, and stumbling up to the 35-yard line there was number 20 on the play, and that's Maddox Ragatuso, and so it'll be first and 10 for LPW from the 35.
Yeah, Ragatuso made a nice pickup, but then just kind of lost his footing as he crossed over to 30-yard line.
So where to go from here offensively? If you're the coach of LPW, what do? You've got a basic formation you work out of, but you're able to do some things well, some counters, some fakes, but the pass rush has been kind of relentless. They've got to get some guys in space, it seems like, if they are going to pass. We haven't seen a flare pass really yet. You know what I mean? I want to say we saw those in the game against Notre Dame Byron Bergen as Kelly goes under center. This time only two men in the backfield. A handoff, and Zubriskie is going to get a loss of about 1 yard on the play. He's brought down right away. Tackle on the play by number 24, Sean Petrakowski.
Yeah, that time they put Sunt and Merritt over on the left side, split them out, but Alexander Pembroke not really paying attention to them, just able to make the stop.
They're going to give them the benefit of the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be a second down and 10. As their quarterback comes to the line there, Maddox Kelly, the senior. And this time they will spread out. Mason Sutt is out to the left, and they'll send Merritt out to the left and just will go with a two-man backfield. So that is different, these first two carries. It's a handoff by Gath, and a nice run up to the 40, to the 43-yard line. Going to get some yardage there. Gain of about 8 on the play, so it's going to be a third down and 2, and that's his best run of the ball game.
Yep, as you said, they two men out to the side, two in the backfield. Just kind of change things up, and maybe that's maybe their first adjustment of the second half. Yeah, spread it out a little.
Yeah, just giving them a different look makes Alexander Pembroke think a little different. Watch out for some things and spread them out, because playing up so bunched is allowing
the defenders to just use that team speed to get to the edge. Snyder's wreaked havoc in their backfield. Again, two receivers out to the right this time, spread way out. And Kelly bobbles the snap. He's going to try to fall on it there. We'll see who's got it. Oh, and some extracurricular activity after the play, and a flag's going to come in. And that's I think Riker might get called for a 15-yard penalty there. But a bobble snap. LBW does recover it. It's going to be a fourth down and two, but hang on. We'll see what the call is.
Yeah, two players just kind of going after it after the stop possession and the official talking about it.
It's on Ryder Reichardt there. It's going to be a personal foul, I think, at 15 yards there, because he basically did like a over-the-shoulder throw to one of the LPW players. That would have been a two-point and a turnover there if this was high school wrestling, but it's not. So they'll mark it off, and LPW get a first down, and it's going to take them into defender territory. They'll mark it officially. Hopefully the official gets there. They'll mark it right at the 43-yard line of Alexander Pembroke. First and 10. With 10:29 to go here in the first quarter. Or third quarter with 22-0 the score between Alexander and Pembroke. This time back to a three-person backfield. Kelly under center. You got Merritt back there. Gaff and Sumariski. Now they send Merritt in motion. And it's going to be a handoff off the left side there. Try to give it to Sumariski. And not much. Maybe the original line of scrimmage. Second and 10.
Yes, it's only a second first down for LPW in the game. So let's see if they want to make a game of it, they really have to take advantage and score here.
Second, they're going to give them a yard. Second down and 9 from the 33. A little cooler now in the evening. The lights have taken hold here at Pembroke, but comfortable night. Not bad if you got to be out in the stands. I'll take it. It's hoodie weather. We're still in hoodie weather, folks. Kelly under center, three backs in the backfield, and it's going to be a fake and a roll to the right, trying to find a man downfield, and it's over the head of Sumariski, incomplete. A flare pass out to the right side there. It'll be a third down and 9.
Yeah, Kelly rolling out that time just to give himself a little more time, and still unable to make the completion.
Third down and 9 now for LPW. And just a programming reminder for those of you who listen on the weekends, because of NASCAR action happening tomorrow night starting at 6:30, we've moved Honky Tonkin' with Big D and Bubba to Sunday at 5 p.m. So after the Bills game, you got a solid block between Retro Country USA and Honky Tonkin' with Big D and Bubba right here on CJ Country from 5 till about 10 at night. Handoff here, going to be Merritt on the carry on a 3rd and 9, and he's trying to churn his legs. He gets some yardage. He does. But it's not going to be enough for a first down. It's going to take him inside the 30 to about the, or inside the 40 to about the 38. So looking at a 4th down and 6, but this is 4 down territory. What do you got to lose down 22-0? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I would think they would go for it here. And that might be Merritt's best run of the night so far.
And it might be the Gath has gone to the sideline too, so they might be going a little bigger here. It might be going to get somebody with a little speed to go on the edge here. And there may be a pass in the offing. We'll see here. They haven't broken huddle yet. We'll see if they change up the formation from the three backs and go to the two-back wide receiver set. No, they don't. They go to sort of the jumbo they always have. Kelly under center. Waiting on a snap, and Alexander ready to blitz. We got a false start there. Yep, they jumped a little too early, a little anticipation. Loss of 5. It'll be a 4th down and 10 now.
Yeah, tough break for LPW. I'm sure they had a play design, but just Alexander Pembroke kind of flinched a little, and then the LPW offensive lineman made the movement.
That adrenaline will get you. Clock is moving. 8:43 to go. You'll see what LPW can dial up here on a 4th and 10. Section 5 football on CJ Country. More action coming up next week. It's going to be a home game at Warsaw as they take on Wellsville. Man in motion. It's Merritt. And back to pass. Rushes on. Opens a pan off to Sumariski. He's got room down the left side. Room to run. Headed toward the end zone. Caden Sumariski's going to go in for a touchdown. And it looked for all intents and purposes like the quarterback was going to get dumped for a loss again. Sean Petrakowski was in on Kelly, and they got the ball to Sumariski, who came up the left side unabated, gone.
Yeah, it was kind of very similar to the other play where
the Central Liberty play.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it was designed that way or not, but it worked out great.
Worked out. Sumariski getting a touchdown there. He's had some tough sledding tonight, but his two runs have been fantastic. So the conversion try now, try to make it 22-7. Here they go, attempting the extra point is going to be Carter Pricer with 8:08 to go here in the third. Waiting on snap. Spot, kick on the way, it's up. It is good. It's 22-7. We'll come back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit SummitFamilyDentalCare.com anytime.
LPW makes their presence felt. Caden Sumariski on a long run there. What was the total yardage on that, John? What is it?
I had a 43-yard TD run.
43-yard TD run, sort of mirrored his other earlier carry in the ball game there. So, yardage-wise, he's had some tough sledding, but the two big runs make it up for it. It'll help his average tonight, and it's 22-7 now, Alexander Pembroke.
And if LPW does somehow make it back, you can go back to the penalty on third down that gave them the first down, because they were likely going to punt, you would think, but instead with that penalty, they're able to take advantage of it and score their first touchdown of the evening.
That's a great example. I might even do one better, saying stopping that turnover and Merritt getting that interception stopped it from being worse at the end of the first half, as Squibber taken and carried at the 40-yard line up to the 40, almost the 45-yard line. The 43 is where they stopped. That was Pierce Dinkins on the carry there. So first and 10 for the defenders at the 43-yard line, as you hear the Alexander Pepper cheerleaders. How could you not? Sitting here in the stands today across the way. The press box here at Pembroke is not very big, so there wasn't room there for us tonight. So, but we've been in the stands here before. Matter of fact, John, a week you were away, Mike Combs and I were out here freezing during a playoff game out here in the stands. But kind of fun being around all the ambient noise, so to speak. First and 10, and Alexander Pembroke waiting for a play from the sideline, and now the defenders got to burn a timeout. They were waiting on a play that never came there, so... Well, just a little miscommunication. That's the worst thing that happens to them tonight. They're doing all right.
Yeah, they've looked very solid on offense. We mentioned in the first half, they had 9 first downs. The only reason they probably didn't have more of the first downs was Kingston Woodshead had an 84-yard TD run, so he only had room for one first down there. So they've been solid tonight.
Yep. Next Friday, Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, and that's the first home game for LPW this season. That's a 7:30 start. 7:15 pregame for those of you scoring at home and our board out BK. That's next week. And then coming up on Friday the 26th, Hornell, Arkport, Kennesarega at LPW, and this time at Letchworth. And we'll take you through the season with them. LPW on their way here. As they and they come playoff time, we'll see what happens at that point. In the past where we've been able to make it happen, it's not always the case, but when we've been able to make it happen, if Alexander's still in it, that's an opportunity maybe to call their game too, but we'll have to see where we end up with on a first and 10 here now, and that is going to be Woods with a carry off the left side and getting to the sideline across the field to the left side down to the 40, in down close to the 35-yard line, and more than enough for a first down. Kingston Woods there, he's just got a lot of speed. It's easy for him to get to the edge.
Yeah, he has speed, and he really does make it look easy. You know,
yeah.
I think he's just a natural athlete, very good athlete, very dynamic player. And I like the way, really, they're, you know, Coach Sawyer's using everybody tonight on offense. We mentioned, as far as we know, this is their first game of the year. They're spreading it around, not wearing any players out by any means, and just been a show tonight for AP.
Brody Heckman under center, I formation. Pietrzykowski and Riker back there. Hand off to Pietrzykowski up the middle, and he's going to crawl through and pick up a gain of
four, maybe five on the play. They're going to mark them closer to four here. It'll be a second down and six.
Yeah, Pricer that time for LPW with a defensive stop. And, you know, LPW only down two scores. If they could come up with a stop here, they'll have another chance.
Ball at the 32-yard line. Why would you ever go back to the pass again, really? I mean, Merritt's picked off two balls tonight. He's been great in the secondary. Why risk it?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a good point.
Here we go with a second down at about six or seven, it looks like. The scoreboard says six. I formation. Petrikowski and Reichert. Heckert, hand off to Reichert. And room to run. And cutting it up inside past the first down marker. Still on his feet. Great effort there. Inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Down to about the 17. They'll give him the progress there. First and 10 for the defenders.
Yeah, it was, I think it was Braden Merritt that time trying to come up with his third turnover because he was trying to strip the ball away, but Reichert held on and was strong with the ball and another first down.
And the defenders here with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Very much in the command of this ball game. This time it's going to be Woods and Petrikowski in the backfield. Heckman under center. Caldwell playing in the slot to the left. All right, and here they go with Woods off the left side, trying to stretch it to the outside, trying to get to the edge. Going to be brought down. Pricer with a great tackle in the open field there to keep it from being worse there. Gave him about 2-3 on the play.
Yeah, Pricer did a really nice job of not letting himself get outflanked by Woods and his speed. So I give Pricer a lot of credit for that one.
Here we go with the ball now marked officially at the 15-yard line there. So we're looking at a second down and about eight. And Heckman waiting for the play from the sidelines. Brody Heckman, the senior, and behind him is his brother, the junior Maximus, a quarterback as well. So maybe next season he'll be doing it, or if this game was to get to a larger score, maybe you see him before then. But I have formation, receiver out to the right. They send Caldwell in motion, waiting on the snap. Pitch out to Woods, cuts it up inside, and met right away. Great defensive pursuit by LPW there. A gain of maybe a yard, and that's it. Good job by LPW.
Yeah, Merritt that time fought off the blocker and was able to come up. There was Tyler Caldwell trying to make the block for the defenders, and Merritt did a real nice job keeping the edge.
The ball is now at the 14 of LPW. It's a third down and six. And we'll see if what AP dials up. Alexander Pembroke is a mouthful. I like calling the defenders. I like they got the name. But I also call him AP. We got LPW. I mean, it makes sense. But what do I know? Got two receivers out to the one side there. You got Caldwell out there. And also to number 44 out there as well. Waiting on the snap. It is going to be a handoff off the middle. Petrikowski actually looked like a fake to pitch out on the outside. And then Petrikowski keeps it. He's going to get another 1 or 2 yards. He's going to get down to the 10. But we're looking at a fourth down and three. But it's four down territory pretty much.
Yeah, we'll see. This is really probably the game for LPW on defense. They come up with a stop. You mentioned 44. Like right before the end of the half, that's I think Snyder changed from 22 to 44.
Jerseys because he has an away number and a home number of 27 and 22, but they may have put him in 44 because you spotted that on the sideline, which is a great spot, and he is spread out and he is lining up as a receiver, which we saw him do earlier. Now we got a timeout, and we'll take a timeout. It is 22-7. This is Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Alexander Pembroke 22, LPW 7, 3:51 to go here in the third quarter. Jimmy Jam and John Carlson for CJ Country. You're listening to WCJW Warsaw. And now we're compliant. We are FCC compliant as we get ready for the snap here. Heckman under center. Petrikowski in the backfield with Reichert here on a fourth down and four. And get a man in motion and a handoff to Reichert. Try to hit the hole, and he will. And he's going to have enough for the first down. And then some. Still churning his legs. Great effort. Getting down to the close to the goal line. Going to get stopped at the four. It'll be a first and goal. Reichert, no quit.
Yeah, right at that time, just hit the hit the hole with a lot of speed and power as well. So really no-brainer decision for Alexander Pembroke to go for it and convert the first down.
3:37 to go. Clock moving here in the third. A first and goal from the four for the newly minted defenders. And showing a lot of ability here at the start of the season. Two great schools with great football pedigrees. Snyder's going to spread way, way out to the left. He's almost to the sideline here. They're on the right hash. And he's going to fake, and now it's going to be a keeper by Heckman trying to cut up inside. He'll try to change direction and get to the end zone. He'll be close, down to the one. The dive wasn't enough.
Yeah, nice job by, as you said, Heckman going out to the left side, and the LPW is out there defensively, and Heckman did a nice job cutting it upfield, bringing it down to the one.
And they'll make a substitution. Coming out of the game is Austin Humphrey, I believe. Sporting number, not number 18, I'm sorry, that is Riker coming out there for a break. So in the backfield, it'll be Kingston Woods, it'll be Sean Pietrzykowski, and Heckman's under center here on a second and goal from the one. And a handoff there, trying to punch it in. Oh, met the backfield. Great job defensively there. Number 68, Braden Schroeder for LPW with a stop there. A third and goal now.
Yeah, we have not seen many of those. Just a real good stick by Schroeder. And Woods coming off, taking a break after that.
And a hit you could hear from up here.
Yeah.
That was a good contact he made for sure there. Good stop. So third and goal. I mean, look. Alexander Pembroke's, you know, a strong unit and stuff, but LPW showing no quit for one. And number two, they've done, when they've had a chance to stop some things defensively, they had a couple interceptions, they've made a couple key stops, they're getting better penetration than they were at the start of the ballgame, so maybe they're just scheming better defensively now.
Yeah, I think they've kind of risen their level up here in the second half.
High formation again, give you Riker, give me a keeper this time to try to push this in the end zone. And they wait for the signal, it's in for the touchdown there, all right. So it's a keeper by Heckman for the score. And that's going to make it 28-7 with 1:39 to go here in the third with the conversion to come. And Humphrey will handle the kicking duties to try to make it 29-7.
Yeah, kind of looked like their version of the tush push that time.
Yeah.
Heckman had a little help from behind.
Yeah, I wonder what the high school rules are about that. I think there is a flag about helping or aiding and helping the runner. You can't really do that. Spot set, kick on the way. It's up. And it is good, 29-7, 1:39 to go. We're here in the third, so why don't we just take a 30-second timeout and we'll come back. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Well, tough sledding tonight for LPW, and I can't remember a game where they've been handled like this, John. I mean, wait, can you think back, and you're better at remembering some of these games than I am and stuff. Can you think of one recently?
No, not really. No.
Yeah.
I mean, there could have been. I just don't recall one off the top of my head.
All right, so Alexander Pembroke will kick off radio left to right, and Sumariski's deep. And a couple of the guys back there with him, right around the neighborhood of the 15-yard line as they approach the ball here, and they'll kick a squibber and let one of the up men take it around the 35-yard line up to the 38. A flag comes in at the end of the play. I wonder what that is.
I think there's a couple of players engaged with some blocking, and maybe might get a call, personal foul, one way or the other. But I'm not sure. But I you know, this, like you said, it was a late flag, came from the side judge.
Yeah. At first, my thought was late contact on the ball carrier because they were already down, but I don't know.
No, he was a ways away from the ball carrier.
Right.
I think they might.
This is going to be on LPW. They are going to take him back.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was a personal foul or maybe just a hold. It was on the blocker on the near side.
And we're waiting for him to count it off here.
No, he's not.
As the officials confer about this. Right now, the ball spot at the 38, and It looked like they were going to mark him off, but now they're and LPW was coming to the line and they waved him off. They got to mark this ball back, so waiting for the spot. They're going to mark him at the 28-yard line. All right, so that's where LPW starts, first and 10. Down 29-7. LPW set here out of their formation. They got Gath in the backfield. I believe Merritt is back there along with Sumariski. You got Kelly calling signals. And it is hard to see who got that ball. Pass out in the flat. Maybe nope. It's not going to happen there. It looks like they were going to try to run the option. They had Sumariski long, but he was covered, and the ball carrier got dumped there on the far side of the field.
I think that was Merritt that time who took the quick handoff. And yeah, it kind of looked like it might have been maybe like a halfback option, but the defender sniffed that out.
I could not see from my angle whether Merritt actually did go back to pass, but Sumariski had his arm up, but maybe that's to take his guy out. Who knows? So they end up losing about 4 yards on the play. The net result, or loss of three, actually. Three or four. Second and 14. The ball is now at the 24-yard line. And we're down to the final 55 seconds here of this quarter. And I'm wondering if they're not going to let fourth quarter just kind of run. We'll see. As a handoff here to and a fake to Sumariski. It's going to be a keeper there by Kelly, who's going to get up to the 31-yard line. I believe that was a keeper by him. And actually it's going to be Merritt on the carry there up to about the 31-yard line. So that is going to make it a third down at about seven. So get him about seven on the play. And I'm not sure they get this play off. 24 seconds left, and Kelly just coming back to the huddle. Clock winding down here at Pembroke High School. Nope, they'll approach the line. 13 seconds left. They may get this play off, and they will. Ball snap, and it's going to be a keeper. And Kelly trying to push close to a first down. He's close to the marker. Might be about a yard short, and that's how it's going to end this quarter. It'll be a fourth down and one. And that's the end of three. It's 29-7. Alexander Pembroke over LPW. We'll be back in 30. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Tell you what, John, you can't beat good feedback right in the stands about the broadcast there. I just got the best endorsement possible, so we're doing good. We've got three quarters in the books, one more to go, 29-7 the score. Alexander Pembroke, impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We haven't seen, obviously, this is only the second C school we've seen so far this year, but they looked apart so far tonight.
So it's a fourth and one, but LPW is in their own end. I mean, do you just go for it at this point, or what do you do? Do you know, if there's a lot of things open to them, emptying the bench, and just, you know,
I think they go for it here.
See if they can get that yard they need. Don't want to give a short field to Alexander Pembroke here. Kelly under center. And Alexander Pembroke ready to blitz. And now we got a whistle there. They call a timeout across the way. They did.
Yeah, I think they were trying to draw Alexander Pembroke off.
Yeah.
They took the timeout. Now we'll see if they... I still think they'll go for it. Maybe change a play up or something.
You know what I would like to see? You know what? They've only done a couple times tonight. They did it to start the second half, and it looked like one play it developed and worked well for them is they went with two running backs in the backfield and split two receivers out to the side. And... it just changed how the defenders approached them.
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. They kind of opened the field up a little, and I can see him doing that. Maybe just a keeper from Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. Alexander Fireman's Band killing it as always. They're so good. Thoroughly enjoying that tonight. I mean, you can't beat this tonight, sitting in the stands. The weather's agreeable. Now, if this game was happening in October, heading toward November, you and I might be negotiating for the, you know, we'll do anything to be in a press box, especially one with a heater. So here we go with fourth and one, and yes, LPW will go for this. I'd like to see them convert this and not have to give up a short field to the defenders if they can help it here. Kelly's going to come to the line. It's Gath, it's Sumariski, it's Merritt in the backfield. We'll see what they do here. And it's going to be a keeper. And it's going to work. A first down there as Kelly keeps it himself. And they'll whistle it dead right around the 40-yard line here. But LPW averts disaster with 11:49 to go. And now they've got to try to build some offense, see if they can get it close, do something. Maybe this is the time to experiment with some things. I'm not sure.
Yep, that time. Kind of thought maybe Kelly would keep the ball. He right. did just fake the handoff and get your first down. And like you said, kind of open the playbook up here, see what they can do.
LPW approaching the line here on a first and 10 from the 40-yard line. Kelly's under center. And it's a handoff this time. And I believe that's Sumariski. He's trying to, I tell you what, for effort, he always gets an A there, churning his legs there, and he's going to pick up maybe 1 or 2 yards on the play. It'll be a second down and 8.
Yeah, they just haven't had. I mean, that's something they've had in the last year plus is those quick hitters up the middle, and the defenders have done an outstanding job against that tonight.
Who impressed you more tonight, the defense or the offense for Alexander Pembroke?
That's really a tough call. I think both sides of the ball they've dominated, so really it's kind of – I would guess maybe offense. I guess I don't know. It's they've been great on both sides of the ball.
As good as delivered or promised. All right, and so back to pass there, and it's handed off in time there as Kelly got dumped. Merritt's going to keep it, and he's going to roll up to about the 47, 48-yard line. So they are with. It's going to be a second down and 2 or 3 here.
Yeah. I think they got it. Well, they got to change it to third, but yeah, they
third down. Yes, sorry.
No, they. Even some of their big gains have been like really late, really close to being sacks.
Yeah,
you know the Sumaritsky's touchdown run that looked like it was going to be a sack.
Absolutely. Here they go now, a third down and 3, and they're dialing up the same formation as before, and they're going to try to hand it off there, and it is a carry by nice fake. Half the team didn't know who had the ball there, and it's enough for the first down. It ended up being a carry by number 12 on the play there. It's going to be Aiden Shelley.
Yeah, Aiden Shelley. I think that's his first carry of the night.
Yeah.
And 2 first downs in a row for LPW.
There you go. And not only were we faked out of it, like I mean, like two-thirds of everybody that was on the field was away from the play, and all of a sudden they looked back and like, oh, the ball's over there. So they run the LPW runs this offense really, really well. Counters and fakes. It is tough to watch who's got it. First and 10 now. The ball is up at the it's in Alexander Pembroke territory at the 47 as Kelly Call signals. And it's going to be a handoff this time, and it's carry back maybe to the original line of scrimmage, and this time it's going to be Maddox Ragatuso. So maybe LPW is emptying the bench a little bit at this point with 9:17 to go, letting some other people get reps.
Yeah, and you know, just trying different plays against Alexander Pembroke, see what works.
Yeah, Sumariski and Gath, I was just going to point out across the way, they're on the sidelines there too, so they are just bringing new bodies in and just trying to try things, I guess. I believe we still have Kelly at quarterback. Yep. But a whole host of new dudes in the backfield for LPW here on a second down and 10. And a handoff this time. Ragatuso again and going to get dropped.
I guess Kelly held on to the ball.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah. Kelly held on to the ball there. And I don't think of the original line of scrimmage. Nope. They're going to say he lost 2 yards on the play there. So a third down and 12 now. And the ball at midfield. It doesn't get any easier. Like, you have 3 years of running this offense, we figure out who's got the ball when.
Well, that's why they've been very good at it. They really, you know, they do a nice job ball faking, and the backs, whether they get the ball or not, carry out the fake, make it look legit.
Yep. Third and 13 now for midfield. 8:10 to go. Kelly under center. This time they've got Merritt in, and he's going to go in motion. Rolling out to his left side. Nope, it's a reverse again. They're going to run the Statue of Liberty with Sumariski. And this time, Alexander Pembroke sniffs it out, so to speak, but not before he picks up a big chunk of yardage. He gets about 10 yards. It'll be fourth down and about 2 or 3.
Yeah, nice job again for Sumariski. That's his third really long run. Basically off the same play or variation thereof. So, like you said, it brings up fourth and manageable.
When he's in space, it's an absolute problem. But we've seen him at times really, you know, make his own holes and keep his legs churning and stuff like that. But he's had a tough time. Other than these chunk plays, Caden's had his, not so much his struggles, but just Alexander Pembroke's so good on defense right now. Here we go. Formation, handoff to Sumariski through the hole, and a nice hitter right there for, oh, actually it isn't him once again, and he got taken down by somebody else. It turned out to be Gath Carey, and Gath gets, okay, we got the official marking him down past the first down marker at the 35, but then we had Gath, who I thought had the ball, down at the 25.
Unless it's a fumble, maybe. I thought Sumariski had the ball.
Okay.
I really did.
Okay.
And then I saw what you said. You know, the official's standing there, and now the officials are talking it over.
Like Gath, all of a sudden it's like, oh, Gath's got the ball, but did Sumariski cough it up? But I never saw that fumble happen.
Now Sumariski, I think they're going to mark the ball where Sumariski.
The ball came out. Yeah, it's about right. So it'll be a first down at the 31. What were we going to say?
I don't know what to say. That's my best guess. It's okay. Sumariski. It's tough for us to tell. Sumariski fumbled. If he did, then I don't think it can advance it on a fourth down. Not the old Fumbaruski play. That's just my best guess.
Nance and Romo have it so much better. Multiple camera angles, spotters, replay, and here we're just kind of using our failing eyes. First and 10 for the 31 for LPW. 6:57 to go here. They're down 29-7. And we got a handoff, and not much on the play there. That's going to yield no fruit for them, as it was a keeper by Kelly. And they're going to actually mark him a loss of 2 on the play, back to the 33.
Yeah, it was kind of Kelly, and Gath was right there at the same time. I think the Alexander Pembroke guys just decided to tackle them both. And
right. Exactly. That kind of says it all. 6:24 to go on the clock, moving in this ball game as it starts to ebb away here. And LPW probably staring a first loss of the season in the face, but running into a buzzsaw tonight. Welcome to the defenders to Section 5. Second down at 12 or so, and a handoff. A roll to the right by Kelly, but it's going to get flagged. Did we get a false start there?
Well, it's the far side official.
Right.
Looks like offsides against the defenders. Yeah.
All right, so 5-yard penalty there. So that's going to be... So that'll change things to a...
Should be second about maybe 7.
7 or 8. So not all math, some math I'm good at. Ball at the 28-yard line now. It's going to be a second down at about 7, 5:57 to go. Kelly's under center. Sumariski's out there. Gath is out there. Merritt's out there. And it's going to be a roll to the right. The rush is on. And a pass intended for Gath, who never looked back at the quarterback, because I don't think he's pointing to himself like he should have been looking. And he ended up incomplete in the right flat.
Well, that was Woods for AP. Really just blew up the play. Kelly had no chance but to get rid of the ball when he did.
Oh, absolutely. The pass rush has been excellent off the edge for the defenders tonight. Living up to their name. But they've been offenders as well, too, tonight. 29 points on the board. Here we go again. Third down and 7 for LPW at the 28. And it's going to be a handoff there. And I believe that's Gath on the carry and nothing doing. Going to be fourth down now and probably about 7 again.
Yeah, that time they were wise to the quick hitter. And we'll see what, I mean, actually it's been a decent drive for LPW. They've had 3 or 4 first downs on it. They've chewed up, really. They got the ball with 1:35 left in the third quarter, and here we are like more than halfway through the fourth. So it's been an okay drive for LPW, just obviously want to get points.
You know what, even with the game being out of hand, a touchdown here, if they can find a way to get this drive going and get some points, that'd do wonders for them in their confidence here. And just keep, you know what I mean, Gary, you know, set the tone maybe for next week when they're at home, and we'll have that for you on CJ Country. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 start next Friday night. Kelly rolls out to his right, the rush is on. Oh, a pass intended for Sumariski, and he could not find the handle on it. It's incomplete. And Alexander Pembroke takes over on downs with 4:51 to go.
Yeah, it's one of those plays, you know, it's 4th and 7, so Sumbriski knows he's got to pick up a lot of yardage if he does bring the ball in. So, you know, probably disappointed himself that he didn't come up with a catch first and see what he could see what make happen after that.
Been a mixed bag for him tonight.
Yeah.
So 1st and 10 now for the defenders from the 29-yard line. And get ready for a lot of run, run, run. And clock, eat clock. Riker coming out.
Hey, let's do it again. 1st and 10.
Don't forget Tradio tomorrow on CJ Country from 9 to 10. Yours truly hosting that for you. Buy, sell, and trade with all of Western New York. I formation here and a handoff here. We got a new face carrying the ball for the first time for a gain of about 1 or 2 yards on the play. That is number 30, Michael Roetzer.
Yep, I think, as you said, they might be getting some more substitutions as we wind it down here, get some fresh faces and give some other their players a chance to carry the ball here.
Yep. Heckman in the game. Maloney's in the game as well, too, still. Justin Brooks out to the right. I formation. 2nd and 9. Or second, probably close to 2nd and 8 if the yard markers are to be believed there. And it's going to be Maloney around the left edge, looking for room to right to the second level. One man to beat, cuts, and now it's a foot race between him and Sumbriski to try to get to the end zone. They're not going to get him. He's gone. Touchdown. And the score now is 35-7 with 4:02 to go and the conversion to come. And it is all defender football.
Yep, Brett Maroney that time took it up the left side, turned on the jets, and he was off to the races.
Conversion try to come here from Austin Humphrey. And this quarter longer than it should be. You know what I mean? With a long play like that, now you're stopping action again to do it. But good for Maloney on a nice run there. He's a sophomore, too. Good size, 6'1", 175 as a sophomore.
Yeah, they're loaded, no doubt about it.
Waiting on the kick here, waiting on the conversion try. Kick is on the way. It's up, and it is good. All right, 36-7 with 4:02 to go. We'll step away for 30. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small-town convenience stores and fueling stations with high-quality customer service.
It is all defenders all the time. 36-7 here in the fourth quarter over LPW. Alexander Pembroke debuting in a big, big way there, and a great run by Brett Maloney there. How many yards was that on that one, John?
I hit him down for 70 on that.
70, wow. He hit the second level and one nifty move and he was gone. So they will kick this away now. Austin Humphrey handling the kicking duties. Caden Sumbriski deep for LPW. Waiting on the kick here. Another squibber. Taken by one of the up men. Fobbled, and he'll go down with it right away there. Logan Schroeder, not trying to be a hero there. 1st and 10 for LPW. They'll see where they mark it officially. Probably around the 30 or close to it.
Yeah, kind of took a last second hop on him, so he just did the smart thing. Just cover the ball and get down.
He went full potato bug. He really did. All right, so LPW here. What could, if they can get a couple first downs going, this would be the last crack at the ball, maybe the last drive of the ball game. We'll see how it all transpires. They've had moments, albeit they've been mostly moments of where they're running misdirection plays to get big chunk plays. I mean, the defenders have kind of taken them to the woodshed with their defense. Great pursuit tonight along the defensive line. A sick pass rush. All right, two receivers to the left and two to the right, so they change the formation again here. And a carry on first down. And once again, running that formation, they pick up a nice gain on the play of 8-9 yards. I'm trying to see who the ball carrier was across the way there. I want to say that was Shelley on the carry there.
See, I'm not sure who the carrier was.
Aiden Shelley.
Okay. But yeah, nice carry up the left offensive side, and just try to get some, try to get some first downs, like you said. Try to get some momentum going towards next weekend, the first home game of the year.
3:29 to go, second and five now for them, and the ball marked officially at the 37-yard line. As LPW breaks the huddle again, two receivers out to the left to the far side of the field from us. Kelly under center. And a handoff up the middle, and not a whole lot of anything there. Maybe a yard on the play. And they are looking, now again, maybe closer to two, but it's going to be a second down and about 2-3 to go here. Or third down and three to go.
Yep. You know, it's funny, last time they had the ball, LPW, if they score, it's a two-score game. They're probably not going to win, but then all of a sudden, they get stopped and downs. AP goes the other way, and now now the scoreboard's really not good-looking for LPW.
Unlike the last Sunday night, nobody going home. Nobody going home early for this one. Let's see here under center, third and four. And trying to find room to run, and not much there of anything. Going to be a fourth down and fourth down and three. We'll see if they kick it away or go for it at this point. See what they do.
Yeah, I think that was Aiden Shelley again for LPW. I wouldn't be. Looks like they might punt this one away. Then I think probably AP might just take the victory formation. We'll see.
So standing back, I thought he was going to go deep, but he's not. Justin Brooks is back there, but I don't know if he's how far back he's going to step for the punt here. He's back at midfield waiting for this. And Justin Mann with the punting duties. Good kick. Good end over a kick. Not a lot of hang time, but takes a nice bounce inside the 40 to the 30. A friendly bounce down about the 36. And that's where Alexander Pembroke will start things off here. We'll come back at 30. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Back at Pembroke High School, Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call on CJ Country. A minute 47 left, 36-7. Alexander Pembroke over LPW. And the defenders will be content to eat some clock here and finish this thing up and finish this ball game off. And as good as advertised tonight.
Yeah, and Coach Sawyer just took a timeout. Actually, he's going to go out and talk to the players now.
Sure.
Maybe he just kind of wants to be straight on what he wants them to do. I think they might just go victory formation, but he just kind of, if that's the case, make sure they do it the right way, eat up the whole 147. Just my guess, because he took the timeout and he's out on the field now. Now he's going to make another substitution, it looks like. So,
all right, yeah, they will bring into the game Aiden Raines, the senior, along the offensive line. And that's how, I would imagine it's going to be a series of, not a series of down endings, as the expression is, but a series of downs is what we're going to get right here, downing the ball.
I would think so. I don't know. There's really no reason to score again. But, obviously, if you're, whether you're a starter or substitute and you're playing football, anytime you get the ball, you're going to want to score. So he might just be telling, hey, take it easy here. Just run the clock out. We'll see.
All right. Just a reminder, Tradio on tomorrow from 9 to 10 on CJ Country. And then on Sunday, it's going to be Honky Tonk with Big D and Bubba, followed by Retro Country USA, a 5 to 10 block, 5 to 10 p.m. on Sunday here on CJ Country. First and 10 now, waiting on the snap, and we'll see if they're going to actually run a play or down or what they'll do, and they are going to hand it off. And a nice gain on the play, about 3-4 yards on the play there by number 30. And that is number 30 is Michael Roetzer. The second carry of the ball game here. Been to 36 to go. So not content to victory formation yet.
No, but that's nice, solid 4-yard gain. So I would think if they do get one first down, then they would probably just sit on it then.
It is good to get reps for the other players, sure, the young guys for sure. Second down and 8 or 7 yards to go with a minute 14 to go. Under center is the quarterback, I formation, and Roetzer again up the middle.
And he turns his leg. He's got some good motion there. Moves the pile, and he's going to be within 3 yards of a first down here, almost to midfield with a minute to go. Roach is running with purpose.
Yeah, nice couple quick hitters there for Roetzer. Give him some carries. And I think they could probably just run one more play here if they wanted to.
And they're actually going to give him a little less than I thought they were going to give him here. So it looks like a third down and four. But this, for all intents and purposes, will be the last play they get off here in the game. And from the eye, one more time here. On a third and four. And they try to hand off to Roetzer. Kind of a busted play there a little bit. They sort of ran into one another there. So it's a fourth down and about three to go with 20 seconds to go. But enough time will be expired off the clock here that they'll just let it run. And that will be the ball game. Welcome to Section 5, Alexander Pembroke Defenders. A 36-7 winner over LPW tonight. John, scoring summary, what do you got for us?
So in the second half, it was Caden Sumariski with a 43-yard touchdown run, make the score 22-7. And then it was Heckman with a 2-yard touchdown run, made it 29-7, Alexander Pembroke. And then finally, Brett Maloney, the 70-yard TD run, conversion good, 36-7, your final score.
So next week, we will talk to you from Warsaw High School, 7:30 start, 7:15 pregame, as LPW will try to move above 500. They go to 1-1 on the season. They'll face Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. We'll have all the action here for you. But beautiful night, great crowd on hand, and the Defenders impressed. They impressed me. We will talk again next week. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Tradio. For your John, it is Jimmy. We wish you a good night.
Tonight's Section 5 football game was brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hagemer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, they make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Countryline Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia, you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry, contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the good hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to payroll country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
To hear the replay of the game, go to WCJW.com. Select Section 5 Sports in the tab and click Football. Your home for high school sports is Western New York's CJ Country.